From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 3rd. Brock here. July 3rd, game day. 5 stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport, Socceroos enter unfamiliar territory with chance to make history against Egypt. Australia have previously faced formidable opponents in World Cup knockout matches, but this time a spot in the last 16 is in their own hands. When do the Socceroos play Egypt in their next game? Full Socceroos coverage player guide dead ahead. The Socceroos stare at a destination they have never been to before. No, it's not the gargantuan silver tortoise shell called Dallas Stadium, under which their last 32 World Cup clash against Egypt will be played on Friday, Saturday, 4 a.m. East. Rather, it is victory in a World Cup knockout match, something that has eluded them on the 2 previous occasions they have progressed beyond the group stage. Australia's coach, Tony Popovic, is aware of the stakes. If we perform very well, we have a chance to make history. That's what we're working towards, he said at the pre-match press conference. The players are ready. They're relaxed. Tomorrow, we put on a top performance and it gives us a chance to make that history as a side. Continue reading. Next, second, from BBC Sport Football. Rangers linked with Partizan captain Dragojic gossip. Rangers reportedly have a bid rejected for Partizan Belgrade's Vanya Dragojic, as Celtic are said to have tabled an offer for Las Palmas goalkeeper Dinko Hawkers, while there's also news from Aberdeen, Dundee United, Hibernian, Heart of Midlothian, Motherwell, St Mirren and St Johnstone. Up next, third, from The Guardian Sport. Man's Mbai dazzles as Switzerland cruise into last 16 with win over Algeria. No wonder Newcastle United are working overtime to wrap up a deal for Johan Man's Mbai. The secret, if indeed it ever existed, is well and truly out when it comes to the 20-year-old Freiburg forward who destroyed the Algeria defence to tee up Breel Embolo for Switzerland's opener in an ominously comfortable victory to reach the last 16. Granit Xhaka, as any good captain would, has tried to keep a lid on soaring expectations, but doing so just got that bit tougher after the Swiss recorded victory in a knockout game at the World Cup for the first time since 1938. He's had a great tournament, keep your eyes on him, came the pre-match message from the stadium announcer, accompanying images of Man's Mbai limbering up on the giant cuboid screen dangling from the roof. The same display detailed Man's Mbai as 6th in FIFA's Jazzy Power rankings for attacking, behind a star-studded cast led by Kylian Mbappe and including Michael Olise, Erling Haaland and Harry Kane. Algeria, however, did not heed the warning. Continue reading and then. Fourth, from The Guardian Sport, Norway's Viking Row takes over the World Cup video. The Viking Row, a synchronized rowing chant performed by the Norwegian football team and their fans, is the viral phenomenon of the 2026 World Cup. The action, which typically starts with the blowing of a Viking horn, involves sitting as if in a longboat and in unison and to an accelerating drumbeat drawing an imaginary although water while chanting row Norwegian for row. It has been adopted by many World Cup fans, including Norwegian MPs and police officers in Dallas bigger than football. Norway fans' Viking row makes waves at World Cup. The balls have a chip in them. It is clear why VAR intervened. Croatia manager Dalic says emotions have been literally killed. Roberto Martinez commended the numerous VAR interventions that helped Portugal past Croatia and said there was no lucky call after his team narrowly edged an incident-packed match to progress to the last 16 of the World Cup. Next, fifth, from The Guardian Sport. Martinez says there was no lucky call after record 4 goals ruled out in Portugal win. For the first time in the history of the tournament, 4 goals were disallowed in the same game, with Croatia sealing 3 separate efforts chalked off, while Ronaldo also had a goal overturned. The final incident came in the very last seconds when Josko Gvardiol thought he had equalised in the 103rd minute of the match, only to be called offside. A Snicometer had detected the slightest of contacts between the ball and a teammate's head as it crossed the box. Continue reading up next. 6th, from Awful Announcing. Sports media world reacts to disallowed Croatia goal versus Portugal. Croatia was knocked out of the World Cup in a heartbreaking 2-1 loss to Portugal in the 2026 FIFA World Cup's round of 32 on Thursday night in Toronto. It appeared that Croatia's Josko Gvardiol had delivered one of the most dramatic equalisers in World Cup history 12 minutes into stoppage time. Here's what the Croatia disallowed goal looked like with Derek Ray on the Fox play-by-play call. #worldcuppick.twitter.com/rswf6yih2 link in description. Awful Announcing at Awful Announcing July 3, 2026. A dramatic would-be tying Croatia goal is disallowed due to offside after VAR review, as it looked on the Fox broadcast. Portugal wins 2-1. Hash World Cup pick. Twitter.com/C3PLCHFEVU. Awful announcing July 3, 2026. A tough way for Croatia's 2026 FIFA World Cup to come to an end. Pick.twitter.com/0JLL16FOX Sports at FOX Sports July 3, 2026. Rather than being in a 2-2 tie with the chance to advance to the round of 16, Croatia's World Cup run ended just minutes later. Here's a look at how the sports media world reacted to the stunning turn of events. Croatian First Take is gonna do numbers Friday. Scott Van Pelt at NotFifake SVP July 3, 2026. Incredibly, they will also blame LeBron. Link in description. Richard H at Richard H July 3 Twitter. NTY26 hosted by Scott Far Pelt. Link in description. Steve Levy at ESPN. Steve Levy July 3, 2026. He touched it, but are we saying the Portuguese defender didn't deliberately try to head it? Pick.twitter.com/fcod1pc93l Taylor Twelman at Taylor Twelman July 3, 2026. The sensor is the reason why that goal was disallowed. I do think it was the correct decision. At Chris Whittingham and at Marcelobalboa 17 breakdown Croatia's last minute disallowed goal. Pick.twitter.com/jeff6od5xcbdesports Galazo at cbdesports Galazo July 3, 2026. VAR and its variants across all sports exist out of a goal to eliminate mistakes by getting every call right. However, the goal was disallowed due to an offside ruling after a VAR review determined that the ball touched the head of Croatia's Igor Matanovic before the goal. Even if I think the call in the Croatia match was correct, it's clear that no replay system can accomplish that goal or even bring us meaningfully closer to a world. Bill Barnwell at Bill Barnwell July 3, 2026. This was wild. So much fun to watch. Link in description. Jay Glazer at Jay Glazer July 3, 2026. I don't understand. First, how was Croatia allowed to score the potentially tying goal with beyond the allotted 10 plus minutes of stoppage time? Do refs just guess or let the trailing team have one more possession? Insane timekeeping. Skip Bayless at Real Skip Bayless July 3, 2026. I don't understand. Second, why was Croatia's goal disallowed by what looks like a phantom touch of hair that triggered offsides? Clear no doubt worst thing about this World Cup has been VAR. James Seltzer at James Seltzer July 3, 2026. This is a wild new feature, the chip in the ball graph that shows when it gets touched. The NBA is gonna have this ASAP. Pick.twitter.com/3f6uhubpfd commenter at pfd commenter July 3, 2026. Heartbreaking for Croatia. Tough way to go out for Luka Modric, an absolute legend. Frank Isola at the Frank Isola July 3, 2026. How long until people complain that VAR is too good? Anthony Debando at Anthony Debando July 3, 2026. VAR ruins another World Cup game. Ben Heisler at Benny Hayes July 3, 2026. While it's a very unfortunate way for Croatia to go out, Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal will gladly take a World Cup knockout stage win any way they can get it. A chip on the ball detected here? Insane, but I guess Portugal survived by a hair. Skip Bayless at Real Skip Bayless July 3, 2026 VAR sucks. Three goals, including two for Croatia, overturned by VAR. Cristiano Ronaldo ties IT up for Portugal. Derek Ray has the play-by-play call for Fox. Hash World Cup pick.twitter.com/mxwibgdee awful announcing July 3, 2026 What a goal for Portugal for the lead. Derek Ray with the call for Fox. Hash World Cup pick.twitter.com/yxgr0z5dm awful announcing July 3, 2026 Portugal moves on to face Spain in the round of 16 on Monday at 3 p.m. ET in Arlington, TX. As the mercury rises at this year's World Cup, we asked former Republic of Ireland footballers Jason McAteer and John Aldridge about the infamous match in Orlando that was played in 43-degree heat. Some of the boys were melting, says Jason McAteer as he recalls one of the most notorious matches in World Cup history. The post-sports media world reacts to disallowed Croatia goal versus Portugal appeared first on Awful Announcing. And then, 7th, from The Guardian Sport, melting hot. When Ireland played Mexico in 43°C heat at 1994 World Cup, especially Steve Staunton and Tommy Coyne. They really struggled in the heat. It was the group stage of the 1994 World Cup and the Republic of Ireland, having just defeated eventual finalists Italy in their opening match, were facing Mexico at the Citrus Bowl in Florida. Continue reading next. 8th, from Sky Sports. Late VAR drama as Portugal beat Croatia to keep Ronaldo's World Cup dreams alive. Cristiano Ronaldo's World Cup dreams were kept alive in controversial fashion as he helped his Portugal side fight back from a goal down to beat Croatia 2-1 and set up a mouth-watering last 16 tie with Spain. Up next, 9th, from The Guardian Sport. Ramos sends Portugal into last 16 as VAR drama caps wild finish against Croatia. Rafael Leao dropped to his knees. His cross had just been flicked into the net by Gonçalo Ramos to take Portugal to the last 16 of the World Cup. Leao's expression was not one of delight, but relief. Billed as the last dance for two footballing icons, it was Luka Modric who, at the age of 40, had to leave what will surely be his final World Cup. Cristiano Ronaldo, meanwhile, plays on, and both scored and was even substituted in a match of endless incident. But this was a contest about more than two individuals, who were far from the most influential players on show. Instead, this was an old-fashioned World Cup battle between hardened teams, with momentum swinging first one way, then the other, then back again. Neither side was willing to give up on their dream, and Portugal were the lucky ones in the end. Continue reading and then. 10th, from The Guardian Sport. Switzerland v Algeria, World Cup 2026 last 32 live. Switzerland and Algeria lock horns tonight at BC Place in Vancouver. Kickoff is 8 p.m. local, which lands at 11 p.m. on the East Coast. It's a last 32 showdown, and the stakes are clear, a spot in the round of 16. Switzerland's path has been steady. They slipped into a late draw against Qatar in the opener, then surged past Bosnia and Herzegovina. A win over co-host Canada capped an unbeaten group run and secured top spot. Algeria arrives hungry, looking to build on their own group performance. They'll need to stay compact and press early, especially against a Swiss side that likes to control possession. Expect a tight contest, with both teams vying for the first knockout win. Keep an ear out for any late drama. World Cup nights love a surprise. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.